Jesse Marcel remains convinced that there was one thing in the debris that could only be extraterrestrial. He describes small, metal-like I-beams with hieroglyphic symbols.
That metal beam, like a small, miniaturized I-beam, and it had these purplish-violet symbols on the inside edge of that. You know, my dad says something like, this is alien writing.
While Marcel Jr. describes metal I-beams, his father remembered them as not being like metal. It looked more like wood. Such contradictions among eyewitnesses are widespread among the Roswell faithful. Other key witnesses also described very earthly debris of wooden sticks, tinfoil, a tough paper, and rubber strips. Scientists and skeptics alike find it hard to believe an alien spaceship would be constructed from such simple materials.
If you're going to go from one star system to another, you need a craft that can go a fair fraction of the speed of light. It has to go tens, maybe 100,000 miles a second. Well, a craft like that is going to have enormous engines. It's going to be something that's going to, you know, probably be the size of an ocean liner. This is not going to be a little, you know, souped-up motorbike.
While the physical abilities of this material remains in question, almost all the key witnesses made reference to seeing unusual markings. Jesse Marcel described seeing alien hieroglyphs on small metal I-beams.
I have to believe this was something from another civilization. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
The Marcels both think they saw alien hieroglyphics. But other witnesses testified to seeing nothing more than flowered patterns. If the origin of these markings can be identified, it might solve the Roswell mystery once and for all.